My co-host, as always on a Thursday, is George Stoffard. And you can hear how George and I got on earlier in the week at Dubai Sports World playing football. And, yeah, just after 11.30, you can hear a bit of the lesson, the coaching from Steve Whittaker. And, yeah, and see, we did a penalty shootout. So let's find out who got the highest score. Now, George, let's just go over what we can enjoy here this weekend and the coming weeks at Dubai Sports World.
Well, huge amounts. I mean, obviously we've talked about the football. We've not really talked about rugby, but there's rugby tournaments coming up. There's obviously basketball, cricket matches, there's futsal, volleyball. There's even an opportunity to take part in billiards and table tennis here.
Hey, great.
So yeah, there's the beach soccer, fitness centres, and as well as all of that, you've got the Ladies' Day on Saturday, which is from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then obviously ladies of all ages and interests can come and enjoy the facilities. After that, 5 p.m. onwards, it's actually open to all. Then you've got your Ramadan Majlis from July 20th through to August the 20th, and then of course you've got a huge range of foods, different cuisines from all over the world, and live cooking stations, all served in true Ramadan style.
So you can have iftar here,
yeah,
and enjoy that.
Yep, absolutely. There's obviously the Dubai Indoor Football Championship, which runs from July the 8th to the 12th. This is really cool. This is four of Europe's famous football clubs who are coming down to join four leading teams from this region to compete in what is the second edition of the Dubai Indoor Football Championship. So if you're interested in that, come down from July the 8th through to the 12th.
So for all ages and gender, and the timings are great down here, all day and into the evenings, and through Ramadan as well. It's open till midnight, so you can still get your exercise in if you are
Absolutely. Fasting.
Yeah, you can check it all out online.
That's at dubaisportsworld.ae.
That's right, and you can find all the details as well, and the companies if you go to our website, dubaieye1038.com. So let's bring it back round to food and diet and nutrition, and that's with health trends. So if you just think, you know what, I don't have time, I'm so busy, I'm grabbing the nearest food, I'm getting too many takeaways, I'm eating out a lot, and really I just need to get my food in balance, in check through the week, this is a great idea, because health trends will put you into the right diet plan and deliver your food, your meals, for sure. Daily.
For sure. So I think it's the easiest option out, and it's not about eating less, it's all about eating right. Because like we mentioned before, even those of you who are think you're doing very well and you've hit a plateau, maybe there's something that needs to be worked around, maybe there's something that needs to be checked out. So health trends would be the best option, because you quite learn a lot. You don't need to just be there for weight loss alone. Even if you're fit and healthy, you want to maintain your weight, maintain your health, it's the right option. And I would like to say this is more like the health management tool, which is not talked about, or which is not, people are not aware of, because it really is a health management tool. When we talk about health, we always talk about prevention, but what exactly are the options for prevention?
One of the things I think for me that I really enjoy is the fact that it does turn up every day in a lovely cool box, and then you can sort of open it, have a look what you've got to eat tomorrow, and
put it. It's like getting a gift, isn't it?
Really,
exactly.
Is.
I've had mothers telling me, like, it's like the Santa Claus bag or something, you know, the gift, because the kids also come and open up, and sometimes yeah. The strawberry tarts are taken away, or you know, the sweet desserts are all vanishing off, because the children just love opening up the bag and sort yeah. of checking it out.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a challenge, because you can get addicted to the whole structure it gives you.
Sure, yeah,
for sure,
of course,
because we've got clients for like the 2 years with us, not because they've not achieved their targets, but they don't want to.
They've forgotten how to cook.
Exactly. But it just gives you the structure. You can run out of home in the rush, don't worry about the food, and don't have to think, oh my god, I'm going to mess it all up in the afternoon with, you know, the nearest fast food outlet, because you're so hungry. By the time you think about lunch, it's like almost 3, and then you just have to pick up the phone and go for the option that's maybe not the healthiest option.
I think the thing that I was slightly worried about when we had our consultation was, because I am busy and I'm all over the place, and on Friday tomorrow I'm going to be going up and doing diving in Musandam, okay. and I said to you, can I do that? You know, and of course the great thing is I've got the cool box, I can put my food in there and I can take it along on the dhow. And
sure.
And I can eat really healthily, whereas the option if you go on the diet cruise is, you know, you've got all their, you know, tasty yeah. but not so healthy food.
Sure.
So
exactly.
I'll be doing a healthy
it
diet.
It keeps you on track. I think it's about being disciplined. It's not about doing the right thing today. It's that doing the right thing today and then doing the right thing tomorrow and the day after. It just keeps going on and on. These are things which you can really go off, because I think a lot of people have the concept of, okay, I'm going on a diet because it's about the diet because I've got a wedding to attend.
People think diet means I have to go without, or I've got to sacrifice, and it's hard. And of course, you know, you may choose to go down the path. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't suggest doing that because I think 9 times out of 10 those diets don't work and they're not healthy.
Exactly.
What you're doing here is a well balanced meal throughout the day and the timing, so you're keeping your blood sugar levels right throughout and you've got the right energy levels so you don't get into that overeating or pulling in the wrong foods.
Exactly. And it's not just about eating, right? We also take care of the mind factor. That's why the puddings and the cakes and the, you know, the sweet dessert is there, because that's, you don't want to tell people you can't have it, because we're all rebels, naturally born rebels.
I had cake and custard last night. I've not had cake and custard in ages.
So, you know, that's the whole point. So you can have a little bit for your mind, and that's a whole concept. Because people always, when you have, you say, okay, I'm on a diet, I'm going to cut off all the chocolates, and what comes next to you immediately? You have a friend with a whole box of chocolate in front of you.
I think it's important to say though that throughout the day you have got the fruits in there, the vegetables are in there, there is a balance, and obviously you are, each diet plan is to the individual. So if people have got any intolerances or say a diabetic, you will put that diet
specifically. We have the following needs in mind, or different plans for weight management, for diabetes, for hypertension, allergies and intolerances, sports and fitness people, because their requirements are totally different. Youngsters and adolescents with the rate of obesity around, for sure we need to have that. And women. Women have a whole lot of different meal plans, like from pregnancy to after pregnancy to, you know, so menopausal. So all the needs are taken, and we have different meal plans to suit all these needs. So,
well, people have started blogging already about their experience with you. So if you want to check out what our listeners are thinking from the Fighting Fit team, then do check out their blogs on DubaiEye1038.com. Lovely. We're going to be checking in with you again next week to see how we've all got on and to see if we've lost any kilos. Let's see. So we'll be having that weigh in then.
One thing I'd like to say is, because it's a week, the first week, what you most people can expect from these things would be a feeling of lightness, more energy, more nutrients going in your system, the more structure. The weight loss would be perhaps something that you would notice in terms of feeling light. So perhaps even half a kilo would be fantastic, because that half kilo would be pure fat out of your body.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a healthy management, because at the end of the day, it's not about losing a lot of weight quickly, because it'll just come back again. We'll pick up the conversation again next time. I know there's so much we can discuss. And if people want to find out more about health trends, they can go online. And also, we've got contact details on our website, DubaiEye1038.com, based here at the Trade Centre, and of course, helping many, many individuals and companies with their eating and diet. So for now, lovely Raghunath, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
Do stay with us. When we come back, we're going skating.